Hey Huns, are you ready for a summer of greatness? This summer, Strongbow's partnering with us HunsNet to bring you the best Pride season ever. We're hitting the road, sprinkling some Strongbow greatness in the only way we know how. London, Manchester, get ready for the ultimate Pride warm-up parties at the Strongbow Takeabout brunches presented by HunsNet and hitting your cities over Pride weekends. Oh yeah, and don't forget, Strongbow's back for Fabuloso in the Park at Brighton and Hove Pride for one massive party at the Strongbow Stage of Greatness. So get involved, tell your friends, tell everybody, and make Pride season the best season ever with Strongbow and HunsNet.
Over 18s only, please enjoy Strongbow responsibly. For more information, visit bedrinkaware.co.uk.
So welcome to episode 9 of That's So Hun. You're back with Gareth and Electra.
Hi. Electra.
Can you believe we're on another episode?
Episode 9.
I know. We've recently just done Pride Weekend. And yes. Pride Weekend was a lot, wasn't
that
it?
That was, yeah. It was, but we survived.
We survived. We are here. That's what I'm saying. It's so amazing to be here, having got through Pride.
We're here. We're still queer, baby.
We are. Thank you to everybody who joined us at the Strongbow Takeabout brunch over Pride weekend. We had a fabulous time. And if you're in Manchester, you will know that we have got a Strongbow Takeabout brunch coming to Manchester at some point in August. And we will be releasing the date and tickets for that very, very soon. It's going to be hoot.
Manchester.
What was your Pride highlight?
My Pride highlight. Oh, that's put me on the spot.
Is it?
My Pride highlight was probably...
Were you there? Was it a clone?
I don't think I was there. No, my Pride highlight was probably getting home and getting to bed. No, a lot of it was so much fun. I just had a laugh and it was so good to see everyone out and about and living the best lives. Do you know what I mean?
My favourite was sharing the stage with Cheryl Ferguson at British Summertime. It was amazing.
That was a highlight. That was great. That was so much fun.
It was. It was
great.
It
was packed.
So speaking of sharing a stage with an icon, we are now sharing a sofa with an icon.
Ooh! Please, is that me or you?
Well, no, it's definitely you. It's definitely you. Please welcome to That's So Hun, the Hun and only, Tanya Bardsley! Tanya, welcome to the show. How are you?
Oh, I'm buzzing to be here.
Well, thank you so much, because you've been on an early train down this morning, haven't you?
I did, yeah. Yeah. You got me up before the bleeding birds, you did.
So, well, we got you here. Got you on the glamorous train down here. How was the train journey? Did you have any train snacks?
No. I mean, it stinks of shit. Even, no matter how far away you sit from them toilets, it's like, God. And then they charge you fortunes for it. It's like, it stinks of shit.
Yeah, there's no glamour in it. There's no glamour in it at all. You're always up and down on the train.
I know.
So.
I just like the smell of shit.
It's fortunes as well. Though,
it's,
isn't it?
It is mad, isn't it?
It's like, get some bleach down the toilets.
Did you? Yes, this is a message to Avanti West Coast. Get some bleach down your toilets.
Other train lines are available.
Yeah. No, so, was it an early start for you this morning?
Yeah, it was.
Did you have to get the kids ready? Or
No. So that's the only good thing.
Yeah.
Do you think they're ready now?
Probably not. Phil's probably lost a little bit more hair.
What's it like when you have to work away? Do you have to kind of broach it? You're like, Phil, you're on kids' duty now? Because you're all over with the kids, aren't you?
Yeah, I go all over with the kids. And they're so naughty, but I love them.
Yeah.
It's like we live in Chester Zoo, a human Chester Zoo.
I love watching your Instagram stories because you're either taking them to football, waiting for them at football.
Yeah.
Getting
the football socks on that's the hardest. No one talks about that.
Really? Talk about it. This is the place.
Like, straight in your foot! Straight in your foot! I'm like, banana foot. Like, fingers. I've got twiglet fingers because of it.
Now,
I love twiglets.
Do you? Oh, yeah. Yeah, give fingers.
Us a suck on you. Oh no, wait, that's not what I meant. Give us a suck on your twiglet finger. Cut that.
Don't cut it.
Yeah, keep it in. Now, we did an episode of Housewives Together last year. Can you believe that was a year ago?
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. That was a year ago.
Yeah, I couldn't believe.
Oh my God.
It was like an iconic day. And one thing I will say to you is, if you've not seen the episode, it's the Pride special of Real Housewives of Cheshire. It was out in January. The one thing that I would say to you, it's bloody long days on that set, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it's long days. I mean, when we did the Pride, what would you call it? So we had to fit it all in, because obviously when Pride's over,
yeah,
we can't go and do like pickups or anything. Yeah. So it probably isn't normally that long.
Yeah.
But it was so fun and everything. We didn't care. Yeah.
She was on a bloody float. She was in New York.
Yeah,
she was
felt famous. Well, that was J-Lo.
I'll never forget you walking in, sucking on your little lollipop. Oh, yeah. You looked banging.
Oh, stop it.
You do now.
Just like fresh filler.
Same thing.
Fresh filler for Bride. Fresh weave for Bride. Yeah. We're all out.
But the Housewives franchise and Housewives of Cheshire being at Pride seems like so on brand, because it's like iconic. The gays love the Housewives.
Yeah.
How did you feel like when you were there?
Oh, I just loved it. I loved every single minute of it. And it was just so much love. Normally when you go out, it can be a bit edgy and a bit but Pride, it's just, everyone's just lovely.
Yeah.
Like everyone.
Yeah. And as I say, take my hat off to you. The long days that you were at, because you were filming so many scenes before. Talk us through a day then, what it's like when they're filming at your house.
It depends, because we'll just do like a morning scene. So they'll arrive.
Yeah.
It's normally just me and my mum in, but all the crew become like family, because it's 10 years we've been doing it. So it's most of the crew are still the same. I just let them in. They just do what they want.
So they help themselves to a cup of tea if they want.
Well, I make them bacon butties.
Oh, yeah.
Bacon butties.
And your mum is a
icon.
Oh, God.
Your mum is like a hun goddess.
She's like, have they not invited me to this night out then?
She's like, amazing. I bet she's fun on a night out.
Oh, God, yeah, Julie. I mean, that's where I get it from, you see. Yeah. She's a party animal.
Yeah. God, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
Yeah, she's a party animal, or dead judgy if she's not on the night out. Like, what time did you get in?
Oh, I love that.
So where are you at with Housewives now? Because I know you took a little bit of a break. Yeah. And are you like...
I had a bit of a menti bee.
A bit of a menti bee, but she's back.
I'm back. So I just go part-time now, because two of my boys are signed to a football club. So they're 4 times a week each.
Yeah.
So that's 8 times. And then the little ones started as well. And I want to be there to watch them. And they're like up and down the country and stuff. So it's just trying to fit everything in.
You can have the best of both worlds. So you can kind of just turn up to the, cause a bit of drama and then leave.
Yeah, turn up.
You're a goat.
Oh,
greatest
yes.
of all time, baby.
I have actually got a beard as well. Same. I'm a little goatee. No matter how much laser I have on it, it comes back.
Same hun. What I love about your story is I'm obsessed with like the early noughties.
Yeah.
And Hunsnet and hun culture for me, is rooted in that time of life.
Mm-hmm.
And back in the early noughties, FHM was such a massive thing.
Yeah.
And I love the fact that you won FHM High Street Honeys.
I know. It's like the first one ever, because there was not really any reality shows then.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that was the first, because it was the first non-celebrity to go on the cover of FHM, which was massive.
Yeah.
Like, these kids now don't realise how big FHM was.
Oh, it was huge.
Yeah.
I think I was masking as straight at the time when it was
Well, you
out.
Couldn't see your next door neighbour on Facebook then or anything with the wrappers out. You know what I mean? So you had to buy these magazines.
Yeah.
And it was massive. I think they had like 6,000 entries.
Yeah.
And I won it.
I can't believe it. Of course I can believe that you won it, but I can't believe that after that, did the world open up for you after
that? Yeah, it did, really. It did. And it was Phil that saw me on the front cover of FHM and trapped my number down.
Uh-huh.
Started texting me on my Nokia 3210.
Yes, I love my Nokia 3210.
We found love on a Nokia 3210.
Yeah. While playing Snake.
He was like, my name's Phil Bardsley, I play for Man United. Can you take me out? And I was like, never heard of you. Fuck off. Anyway, I just kept having to fuck off for about 3 years. So I went from a Nokia 3210 to Hello Moddo Flipper. I'm still having to fuck off. And because he was gorgeous and played for Man United.
He is gorgeous.
Oh, still is, hun.
Stunning. Oh, did I say was? Yeah. Sorry. He is stunning. And when I was modelling, all these girls were like crying because they were getting cheated on by footballers. Mm-hmm. And I thought, oh, they're dogs, man.
Yeah.
So I didn't go near them. And yeah, 3 years later, got together and that's it.
And that's it.
Yeah.
Because the thing is, what I love about the FHM High Street Honeys as well is that you were actually in the Girls of FHM video, weren't
yes.
you?
Yes. Yeah, yeah, number one.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Now, I am obsessed. Like, you know, like all of these reunions, we've had a Girls Aloud reunion.
Yeah.
We've had a Steps reunion.
Yeah.
Do you think we can get a Girls of FHM reunion sorted?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, who's up for it? A Girls yeah. of FHM reunion. Call the girls round. Who else was in there? It was Michelle Heaton. There was loads.
My memory. I can't remember what I have
for
breakfast.
Do you think I could be a girl of the FHM?
You could.
You could be.
Yeah.
Well, I could do that. Yes.
I mean, I used to wear them tracksuits to shoots. That's all I thought you was wearing.
They're the best. That is the reason I'm wearing it.
Oh, now. Right. Me, yeah. That's me in 2004.
I love a tracksuit like this that will name.
Makes your bum like juicy.
I know, doesn't it? Oh yeah. My God. That's why it's called juicy, isn't it?
Is it?
Well, there are other tracksuits available. Yeah. I do love a juicy.
My favourite story, and the reason why I've got my phone in my hand here, because when I was, I always kind of have a final research in the taxis and on the trains in the way to the studio of our guests that are coming on to make sure I've got some really amazing facts about you. My favourite thing that I found out is that when you won the High Street Honeys, your local pub, there was a story about the local pub, and this made BBC News. The reason why I've got my phone, this made BBC News, and it's because you won and your 100-year-old pub
yeah.
wanted to change the name from, what was it called, The Fleece,
yeah.
to Tanya's Charms, yeah. and they changed the sign of the pub with you
naked yeah,
and it caused uproar.
Yeah, oh, it caused uproar. And my dad was still in the army at the time. He was like, oh, bloody hell. So
that is yeah major.
Can you believe it made mm-hmm. BBC News as well?
Oh, it was everywhere. Yeah,
lasted 3 days, and then the locals were that pissed off that they had to change it. What a way to go, though.
I know.
So that was in your local town?
Yeah, yeah.
Did you get like ousted out? Did they chase you out with pitchforks?
Well, I mean, my arse was big. So I think I would have probably been, like, now I'm this age with kids, I'm like, what are you doing? Get her ass off.
Yeah. But that is hun, isn't it? Iconic, having mm-hmm. your local pub changed to Tanya's Charms. Just gone for half a pint down Tanya's Charms.
that is major.
That is. What would your pub be called if you was a High Street Honey?
Oh, and he said something really bad then.
Yeah, say it.
Don't say it.
Don't say it.
No, I'm not getting
really
cancelled.
Say it, oh, say it.
What would it be called? Oh, what would yours be called first?
Oh, I'd call it Gaz's Bar.
Gaz's Gaff.
Wow.
Gaz's Gaff, yeah. I'm very not imaginative. But anyway, if you do
want... That's the shittest name I've ever
heard. It's the shittest bar. If you do want to join us for a pint... Down up Tanya's Charm.
Oh,
we'll
Tanya's
see you.
Charms.
Up Tanya's. Couple of happy spritzes up Tanya's Charms. Oh. Fabulous.
I don't even think they were like were a thing then, back then.
Is the Fleece still open? Do you know?
Yes. I think yeah. so.
Let's all go and celebrate Tanya's Charm at the Fleece.
Let's go get a pint down Tanya's Charm.
Now, Tanya, every week on the podcast, we... delve into items from the past. Now, as I told you earlier, Hun culture for me is deep rooted in like the early noughties.
Mm-hmm.
So what I like to do is I like to scour eBay and find things from Y2K. Don't worry, there's nothing embarrassing in here. From Y2K and bring them back and discuss them on the pod. Now, the reason.
What is it?
No, don't worry. It's nothing. It's not going to jump out on you. the reason why I chose this thing, which we're going to talk about in our, we call this our Hunstery box. The reason mm-hmm. why I chose this is because we spoke about Groovy Chick a few weeks ago on the pod. Now, do you remember Groovy Chick? So Groovy Chick was like this line drawing, and it was on all the pencil cases and everything.
Oh, yes, I do.
You
do,
yeah. So we spoke about Groovy Chick the other week, and it got me thinking that if you couldn't afford Groovy Chick, you had what's in this box. So Electra...
Oh, I thought she was more pricey.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe I lied about that. Maybe it's not a price point. Maybe if you weren't Groovy Chick, you were this person. So what's in the Hunstery box this week?
You're definitely this one.
Am I?
In this week's
Turkey?
I'm a turkey. I'm a Brescia.
She meant the country, babes. Are you ready? In this week's Hunstery box is... The Nutty Tart!
Oh, do you remember Nutty
yeah,
Tart?
Yeah, Nutty Tart.
She's more of a doorstop, this one. What the hell? Catch this.
So it's a Nutty Tart. So this is Nutty Tart. If you remember Groovy Chick, you will obviously know Nutty Tart. She was available, I think, was it Clinton's Cards?
Yes, it was. Yeah. No, it was.
It was Clinton's Cards. And she had a family of people that supported her.
She's Ralphie.
She looks fab. So she was on all of the cards and the mugs and everything in the in around Y2K. What I want to know, though, is if you... no Nutty Tart. I want to know if there was a celebrity death match between Groovy Chick and Nutty Tart, who would win? Let us know in the comments.
Groovy Chick. Groovy she Chick. Right bitch.
She yeah. would deck her.
I think Groovy Chick. I mean,
look, it doesn't stand a chance.
No, I reckon Nutty Tart's probably all bravado. I'm a dead Nutty Tart. Don't mess with me.
Is she Scouse? Nutty Tart's not Scouse. Is she Scouse?
Nutty Tart's got a head like a frozen coconut, though, so she nuts her.
Oh, that is true. Yeah. That is true.
Yeah.
Yeah, but little Groovy Chick's got slim legs and she could just go boom.
I reckon Groovy Chick.
My shoe nearly fucking came off.
I reckon Groovy Chick's a biter.
Oh, she's a biter.
Scratcher.
Now, I've got a question. When I pulled that out, it made me think about Clinton's Cards.
Yeah.
What was that bear called that everyone had?
The grey one.
The grey bear with the love
heart. Is it
the
miserable looking one?
Yeah, yeah, but you got it for Valentine's, your birthday. Yeah.
Is it Me to You, babe?
Yeah, that's yes, it. That's it. Me to You.
Now, is that still going?
I don't think
so. Clinton Cards is still going.
Yeah, Clinton Cards is.
Up north it is, babe.
Oh, it is up north. It's big.
We've still got
Woolworths
up there, babe.
Yeah.
Do you buy people's cards? Because I've got to be honest with you, my boyfriend is a card buyer.
No, I'm not. And I can't stand them in my house either.
It's like that.
Phil opened one the other day and it came late and I was like, have you read it?
In the bin.
Do you know what annoys me? Them cards, when you open them and something goes out of them, like confetti everywhere.
Yeah.
It's a mess. Get Nutty Tart on them.
Nutty Tart wouldn't stand for that. The Strongbow Summer of Greatness is now in full swing, and what better way to accompany this summer's hunting than Strongbow's brand newest flavoured ciders. We've got Tropical, a taste partnership of mangoes and pineapples. We've got Zest with the citrus vibes of oranges, lemons and limes. And we've got Strawberry. Well, with strawberries, of course. The question is, do you think Strawberry will be stunning, Tropical the tastiest, or Zest is best? The choice is yours. Over 18s only, please drink Strongbow responsibly. For more information, visit bedrinkaware.co.uk. Now, every week on the pod, we always discuss what's been going on in the news and on social media and give our opinion on it. So, Electra, what's been going on this week that we can discuss about?
This week in the news section, baby. Festivals are becoming people's like whole personalities, like Glastonbury.
Well, Glastonbury was recently. Have you ever been to Glastonbury?
No, it's my worst nightmare. Portaloos and big queues, no thanks. And people throw piss, don't they?
They do, yeah.
I went to
a festival years ago. I went to Bestival on the Isle of Wight in 2015. Mm. And everybody was like, Gareth, you're going to love it. Gareth, you're going to love it. I didn't love it.
I don't know. I'm not going to love it. No. And it's too big. And I've got ADHD overwhelm thinking about it.
Yeah.
No.
The thing,
but go on. Glastonbury, you can get one of those like nice tents, like £28,000.
Yeah.
But you get like a nice.
Yeah, you've got to find the fucker once you have a toddle off, haven't you?
Oh, that's true. Yeah. I'm sure you get a buggy with it there.
No. if I could get dropped in.
Oh, no. I was thinking about this like a helicopter that can just hover me around and watch the thing and then go to the next one.
What, so you're just dangling over. Like dangling like Groovy Chick.
You can have your tea in the sky now, can't you, on one of them tables? Oh, yeah,
can you imagine being a festival goer?
A dance floor and I could just dance to the next one.
That's a really good, good idea. At Glastonbury, have one of those cranes. It's very VIP. You're all watching it, sat above everyone, watching the stage.
Could you imagine you're there with your glowy wristband on watching Coldplay, and up you look, and you've got one of the Real Housewives of Cheshire having a boogie on a crane?
Yeah.
Throwing piss.
Throwing piss.
I'm up for it. Why not?
Well, I won't mind a bit of piss.
No. Electra, open your mouth.
You're enjoying it, love. There you go. So Tanya, when is are you currently filming at the moment?
No, we're not filming, but we are soon, next month or month after, for a big 10-year anniversary bonanza.
Have you got any goss that you can give it? Are we going to get some? We're going to get some old cast members back. Who knows?
You never know. You never know. You never know.
Now, one of my favourite things about your time on the show, and one thing that I know that all of the followers of Pansnet will love, and one thing that I want you to do for me today is you have got one of the most iconic lines in meme history, and you know what I'm going to say, don't you? So fuck off, Ampika, with your
birthday. She goes, you and the fucking red lipstick. Fuck off, Ampika, you fucking birthday dickhead. And then I go lick the teeth after.
We'll put the clip in here, but it is the most iconic line.
What a shit comeback.
So talk us through that moment. What's actually going on?
I can't even remember it as that pissed.
Have you ever used that insult before?
No, I think it was just I'm the queen of shit comebacks.
Who would be your worst nightmare in the Big Brother house? Not that you want, what type of person would you think would be the worst? I think if I was in like Perez Hilton, that'd be awful because he was in there, wasn't he?
See, I'm very messy, but other people's mess, oh my God, it gets
on my tits. I'm like that. I'll sit in my own shit, but not anyone else's. Yeah.
Sit in my own piss at Glasto, exactly. But not anyone else's.
Yeah, only I can throw piss at myself.
I'm only throwing my own piss at Glasto.
Yeah, no one else's. Yeah. I mean, the other day, in my house, you have to check the toilet before you sit down. And the other day I didn't, and I sat in someone's piss, and I'm like, whose piss have I sat in? Boys are just disgusting.
It's just a house of boys, isn't it?
Yeah, and they can't aim. Well, this are you is like it. That?
Well, I've actually, no, I don't. I'm actually a sit-down weir. All the gays are sit-down weirs.
Well, you're so tall, I suppose. It's a long way to go, as if I had a willy, I'd be hanging in it. Yeah.
Well, yeah, it could be hanging down. Who knows? I'm not. Yeah. Who knows? Are all gays sit down? Are you a sit down weir?
Depends on the day.
Is it?
My legs are hurting because I've been wearing heels. Do you know what I mean? I'll take my wig off, sit and piss. But I'm a good aimer.
Right.
You know, I don't like weeing on the seat.
You can do gymnastics and stuff. Yeah. Can't you? So it's all relevant, isn't it?
Squat. Do you know what I mean?
Now, every week on the podcast, we ask you to get in touch with us with some of your honey stories that have happened to you this week. And Electra, we've actually got a Glastonbury-related hun submission, haven't we?
We?
So what's been happening out in the wild?
So, this week in the generator. Right, Theo saw a girl's Yorkie pud. You know Yorkie pud, Yorkshire pudding.
A fanny.
No, an actual Yorkshire pudding.
Right, so Theo saw a girl's... I'll say Yorkshire pudding. Theo saw a girl's Yorkshire pudding full of sausage, drop it on the floor at Glassdoor, and she was gutted. Would you be gutted if you dropped your Yorkie pud full of sausage on the floor?
Oh, it's one of the worst things that could ever happen to you.
Would you eat it?
No.
I'd eat it.
Well, it depends on how quick my reactions was.
Yeah, because is it a 5 second rule? What is the 5 second rule if something drops on the floor? Because
I mean, if it's gravy, you're not going to scoop the gravy back off the mud, are you?
Are you Northern? Yes, we would. Let's get a straw.
That's because you're a Northern hun. Well, yes, I agree. Dropping a Yorkshire pudding at Glastonbury is quite hun, and I apologise and hope. Why am I apologising?
I wouldn't drop the Yorkshire pud, let me tell you.
It wouldn't leave. I'm not apologising for the thing. I didn't drop the Yorkshire pudding, but I hope that you managed to scoop it up and get on with your day.
The queue was 3 miles long as well.
Exactly.
For everyone.
This is what everyone's been saying. I've been chatting with some people who've come back from Glastonbury, and they said that it was just so busy this year, which is another reason.
I saw it on the telly, and it just put me right off even more. The queue, I was like getting off. looking at it.
It stresses me out. It's like when there's a
festival. With a tent on your back in a queue.
Do you know what I mean? It's like when there's one in London and then you're all rushing to get the tube.
Yeah.
And it just becomes queue.
We are going to see Lectra and I. We're going to see Shania Twain, aren't we, on the weekend?
She looks amazing.
Don't she?
She's
banging.
She impresses me much, actually. Mm.
She'd be a good housewife.
She would.
Oh, yeah.
Beverly Hills.
She's got
Texas, I don't know.
I'd love to be on Beverly Hills.
Oh. Do you think there'll ever be a chance of a crossover?
Well, I'll try.
Yeah, I reckon there could be like some ultimate housewives.
Might sell Rocco, my eldest, to LA Galaxy or something, get myself
Would
out.
You not do Ultimate Girls Trip? That's yeah, the housewives, isn't it?
Yeah, I would love to do that.
You'd be good on that. Mm. You, Rinna, Erica, and lots of others.
Yeah. Rinna's smashing it. She's like fashion. Absolute fashion.
Do you watch Housewives?
Yeah, love them all.
What's your favourite?
Beverly Hills. I like OC though. I like them all.
What's your favourite one?
Beverly Hills.
Beverly Hills.
Lisa Rinna's my favourite housewife.
I can't believe she's left.
I know, I'm gutted. But it's not controversial. I do like Kathy Hilton when she's in it. She stirs the pot.
Yeah,
and goes
drops
home.
A bomb, fucks off. I love her.
The lady.
Without moving her face as well.
The lady who works at my house.
So I've got to be honest with you. I'm new to the Housewives franchise, like the Beverly Hills one. And do you remember when we went to that screening with Kyle Richards?
Oh, my friend,
we went to see, was it the...
The episode of last season.
I said to my friend, I was like, oh, we're meeting Kyle Richards, obviously know who she is. There's a Q&A. Can you give me a question to ask? And my friend Taylor, I'm calling him out, said, oh, you should ask it. Did you steal Kathy Hilton's house? And it was only because I spoke to you and you went,
don't you dare
ask that question.
Don't sit next to me. Yeah. She's tiny as
Kyle.
She's smaller than me.
Yeah. She's glam.
Yeah. And Mauricio was there as well.
Gorgeous. Only gorgeous. So, as you know, we recap everything that we've spoken about on this week's podcast with our fabulous guest, and then we decide what is Sohun this week, and we ask it to take about. So, Electra and Tanya, this week we have spoken about Tanya being a high street honey.
Mm-hmm.
That's very hun.
That's Sohun.
We have spoken about the Nokia 3210 and finding love on it.
Mm.
We've spoken about the brand new watering hole. Tanya's charms. I want to go. We've spoken about who would win a fight between Nutty Tart and Groovy Chick, birthday dickheads, and sit down wheeze. So, Electra, what are you going to vote Sohun this week?
Oh, that's a good lineup this week. I'm going to vote for Nokia. No, sit down wheeze.
Yeah,
sit down wheeze. Tanya, you can vote for High Street Honeys, Nokia 3210s, Tanya's Charms, Nutty Tart, Groovy Chick, Birthday Dickheads, or Sit Down Wheeze.
For me, it's got to be Birthday Dickhead because it's the shittiest comeback I've ever heard.
I would agree. That is quite shit, but iconic.
But that special Sit Down Wheeze that Electric can do.
Yeah, I mean, that is quite thing.
I'm going to put you in Olympics.
All right,
yeah,
baby.
She's a squatter, ladies and gentlemen, not a blind dater at all.
If I
was going to vote, I'm going to vote for you being a high street honey. I think that's the honeyest thing because it's got the word hun in. Should we take a vote? Let's do the sit down wheeze. Sit down wheeze are the honeyest things. May you enjoy your sit down wheeze all week and enjoy those sit down wheeze. Take a bow. Fabulous. So, Tanya, thank you so much for joining us on the podcast today. It's been iconic, you coming down. Tell us what's coming up in the world of Tanya at the moment. What's been going on?
I'm just all about the manifesting.
Yeah.
So, my manifesting jewellery and stuff like that. So,
what are you manifesting at the moment?
I'm just manifesting. What am I manifesting at the moment? I've sort of got everything. So, it's more about, like...
keeping your space.
I am manifesting actually doing a podcast as well, so I need to get you on there.
Yes, we'll come
me
up.
And Phil.
We'll
that'd be good. I'll come on with Phil.
Yeah, you will.
Wear my best outfit. My FHM one. Hi, Phil.
So, our followers out there, if you had to give them a couple of manifesting tips so they can manifest their best life, what would you how would, what advice would you give them?
Stay away from dickheads and ruin your vibe.
Yeah. Mm,
have a sit down wee.
Have a sit down wee.
So you can pray. And keep the faith and just gratitude. Oh, and writing down your wish.
Yeah.
And always use present tense. Like, so if you say, oh, I want money, you're always going to be wanting.
Yeah.
You have to say, I have money.
I have money. Mm. Well, I have money. And I have really enjoyed having you on the podcast today. Thank you so much for joining us, Tanya. Good luck with the podcast. But before we go, Electra always leaves us with a final inspirational quote to give us some inspiration this week. Go on.
It's a good one this week, and it kind of falls in with the manifestation. Right. There is always going to be someone that doesn't believe in you. Don't let that person be you.
Yes, I love that. Yeah.
You heard it from the horse's mouth. No offence there, hun. Join us next time on That's So Hun. And a huge thank you once again to the fabulous Tanya Bardley.
So that brings us to the end of another episode of That's So Hun as part of the Strongbow Summer of Greatness. Make sure you follow in at Strongbow UK on all your socials for exclusive Summer of Greatness content and to find out how you can get tickets to the Take a Bow brunches. Oh yeah, and make sure you join us at Fabuloso in the Park at Brighton and Hove's Pride in August. We'll see you there, huns. Over 18s only, please enjoy Strongbow responsibly. For more information, visit bedrinkaware.co.uk.